The following shir has been presented by Rav Zev Lef, Rav of Moshav Matasyahu in Eretz Yisrael, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
In Parshas Tetzaveh, we have the mitzvah of Bigdei Kohuna, the special clothing that the Kohanim wore when they did the service in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah tells us that there are two purposes for these special clothing. One is lekadsho lekahanoli, to sanctify the Kohen in order that he should be able to serve as a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. As Chazal say, bigdeyem aleihem kuhunasam aleihem. When their clothing is upon them, then they are considered Kohanim. And if not, then they're considered like regular people vis-a-vis the service in the Beis HaMikdash. And secondly, the Torah tells us that these clothing are lekavod ulitiferes, for honor and for glory. In order to understand these two designations, we have to first understand the concept of tznius, modesty. People think that tznius is covering the body because there is something risque or not proper about the body and it has to be covered. But that's not the case, because if that would be the case, then we should have to cover the bodies of animals, most certainly. If human bodies are negative, surely animals' bodies are negative. And to this date, I don't know of anyone who does not go to the zoo because the animals are not closed. Now, the idea of tznius is, before the sin of Adam and Chava, it was clear that a human being is a neshama. We were created as souls. We existed as souls before we came into this physical world. And we will go back to the spiritual world as souls. And when a person came into this physical world, however, he needed a body to be able to function, just like an astronaut. As long as he is on terra firma, he can function very nicely without any special clothing or apparatus. When he goes into outer space, which is incompatible with human life, so he needs a pressurized suit because there is no air pressure. He needs an oxygen tank to breathe from because there is no oxygen. He needs a radio to talk from because there are no sound waves. When he comes back to Earth, he takes off the space suit because he can function again naturally. So too, as long as we were souls in a spiritual world, we could function very nicely without a body. We could hear without ears and see without eyes and get around without legs and arms. However, when we came into this physical world, we needed a physical body for the soul to be able to function in this physical world. We need eyes to see and ears to hear and so on. When we go back to the spiritual world, we take off the suit and leave it here. Could be for that reason one of the ideas behind exhibiting mourning, manifesting our mourning by tearing our clothing, is to show that it's only the clothing that's been torn away, but the essence of the person still transcends death. Up until the sin of Adam and Chava, it was clear that the neshama is the main thing, and the body is merely a suit of clothing that enables the neshama to function in this world. However, once Adam and Chava sinned and used their bodies against their neshama, not in the best interest of their neshama, now it is confusing. Is the body merely a tool to serve the neshama? Seems that the body does things that are not in the best interest of the neshama. And since the body is what is visible, maybe there is no neshama. One doesn't see the neshama. So in order to make it clear that what you see is not the main thing, but there's something beneath the surface that is more important and more significant than what you can see, we cover the body to distract attention from it and to make the statement, there's more here than meets the eye. And therefore, tznius is wherever there is an inner holiness. and one could be distracted by the externals and forget about that inner holiness. We cover the externals in order to emphasize there's more here than meets the eye. Therefore, by animals, since there is nothing more than meets the eye, the animal has no soul, there's no reason to cover the externals. There are various midrashim that say that the concept of modesty, tznius, applies most importantly to three things. The Mishkan, says when the Mishkan was erected, so God said, Kan yofa hatznius, and the Mishkan was covered like a bride, with a veil in front and a train behind. Now what is the idea? The idea is that the main holiness and significance of the Mishkan was the inner Kedusha of God's presence that devolved in it. But if one became enamored with the gold and silver and all the trappings of the externals, one could make an idolatry out of the Mishkan itself. I once heard the following story that the children of Rav Sholem Shvadron Zatzal were at the Kosel HaMa'arovi on Shabbos, and they saw an Israeli writing a kvittel on Shabbos and putting it in the wall. They went over to him and they said, Shabbos, what are you doing? Maybe you think that you have someone sick at home and it's a pikuach nefesh, it's a matter of life and death to write this kvittel. He said, no, I'm the captain of a soccer team, Israeli soccer team, and we have a championship match coming up, and I'm putting in a request to the wall that we win. If that is what the Mishkan, the Mikdash, the Kosel HaMa'arovi is, a wishing wall, wall on the ground instead of mirror on the wall, right, then it becomes idolatry. So therefore the Mishkan is covered in order to emphasize there's more here than meets the eye. Don't direct your attention to the externals, but rather to what is internal. The second thing is Talmidei Chachamim. A Torah scholar has to be more modest in his entire behavior, because since we have to revere Torah scholars at the level of the reverence that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyachol, there's a danger that we may direct that reverence to the personality of the Torah scholar himself, which also borders on idolatry. And therefore the Torah scholar covers himself modestly and says, don't be distracted by my externals. What you are revering and respecting is the Torah that I possess. And the third thing is women. In the secular world, women are basically judged on their physical external attributes. From a Torah standpoint, women are the foundation of the holiness of the Jewish people. Whether one has a holy Jewish soul or not depends solely, unless you're a convert, on your mother. If your mother was Jewish, then you're Jewish. Your mother wasn't Jewish, then you're not Jewish, and you don't have a holy Jewish soul. So the holiness of the Jewish people is transmitted through women. So therefore, in order to make the statement, I'm more than a body, I'm not an animal, there's more here than meets the eye, we cover our bodies to distract attention from them and to direct attention to that which is not visible. In that respect, clothing is called a beged. Comes from the word bogad, to be a traitor, because the necessity for clothing came about because the body was a traitor to the soul. And also it's called levush, lo busha. It takes away our embarrassment. Embarrassment is where a person does something that is inappropriate based on the fact of who he really is inside, what his neshama is, and therefore the body does things that are inappropriate for the neshama, that causes busha, that causes embarrassment, and embarrassment, taking away embarrassment, is one of the purposes of clothing. On the other hand, we don't wear clothing that totally covers up our bodies, that you don't know you have a body. We wear clothing that accentuates the body in a modest and respectful way, because there is an idea also of physical beauty. We find that the Torah says that Sarah Imenu was as beautiful at 20 as she was at 7. It seems that the Torah feels that beauty external beauty is something important and should be mentioned. The Torah says the same thing by Yosef. He was also handsome. And we find many cases where the Torah or the rabbis extol the external beauty of various people. The Vilna Gaon explains the pasuk, Sheker Hachein, Vehevel Hayofi. When is charm and beauty vain and false? When there's nothing more than that external charm and beauty. But Isha Yiras Hashem, in a woman who fears God, he to Salo, she should be praised for her beauty and her charm. Now what are we talking about? Beauty is a very relative thing to various social mores, and depends on the eye of the beholder. So what beauty are we talking about, where it says by Esther, Esther nosei shein be'enei koro'eha, Esther found charm in everybody who saw her. So what kind of beauty is universal? That's what it says, that Sarah was as beautiful at 20 as she was at 7. Even though, physically speaking, a 20-year-old woman is prettier than a 7-year-old, but there's a certain beauty, a universal beauty, a 7-year-old, of the innocence of childhood. That's the beauty that we're talking about. The idea is that a person dresses in a way that that gives the message and transmits that inner beauty of the soul in a physical way, where people who gaze upon that person say that they look as their soul is. They project an image of respect and holiness. And therefore, clothing is also called mechabdusi, that which honors me, like a uniform. The uniform does not create the position. A person who wears a police uniform does not become a policeman. A person who wears a crown does not become the king. But in order to convey that inner importance, a uniform conveys that inner importance that a person has. So too clothing, when worn properly, covering the parts of the body that need to be covered in order that one doesn't become distracted by those parts of the body, and covering them in a way that is respectful and conveys that inner holiness, that inner respect that a human being deserves, that is the perfection of tznius. And those are the two functions of the Big Day Kahuna. On the one hand, lekadsho lekahanali, the clothing covered the body of the Kohen to make the statement that it's not the physical body of the Kohen that is important here, but it is the inner spiritual importance of the Kohen, that the inner holiness of the Kohen. So the Kohen covered his body in order to make that statement. What the main thing is not what you can see, but what's hidden from view. Yet the Big Day Kahuna were clothing that were glorious and beautiful in order to convey in a physical way what that inner holiness and sanctity and spiritual power of the Kohen was, and therefore was also lekavod ulesiferes.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Halacha Center.